for?
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us back on the line Mr. John Buchanan, who was one of the Republicans running for the presidential nomination in New Hampshire back in January. Was it January, John, when the primary was held, January, February?
Yes, it was January.
In January of this year, and he came in second. Now, of course, George Bush didn't get the majority. He won, but of course, actually, John got more votes than Dick Gephardt and many of the other Republicans who were running there, because he was saying what I think most Republicans, what most Americans, really believe, and that is we shouldn't be in this war in the Middle East. Oh, you can say, oh well, aren't we safer now than we were before? And I would say we are not safer than we were before. We are moving rapidly towards World War III. We're doing everything we can to antagonize the Muslim community of the world. And everything's being done here in America to cause us to hate the Muslims. And everything's being done in the Muslim countries to help them, cause them to hate America. We're doing everything we can to antagonize our previous friends in Europe. And I really tremble for this country when I reflect what lies ahead. Most Americans have never seen the devastation of war. I did. I didn't fight in it, but I saw the devastation of Europe after the Second World War when I was there as a medical officer traveling around the rubble of what's been a great civilization. And I'm sure that the German people were just as excited and pleased about the war when it didn't affect them as the American people are today. And during the Second World War, when the German troops took Alsace-Lorraine, it was a great victory, and hardly any resistance at all. And the Germans moved into Austria, and Hitler gained popularity. More and more people flocked to him. By the time he had taken the Sudetenland, which was the northern part of Czechoslovakia, his approval rating in Germany was over 95%. 95% of the people voted for in favor of Adolf Hitler, and so he just suspended all future elections, and then he took the southern part of Czechoslovakia, and then he moved into Poland, and then the war began to come home to the German people after what was known as the Phony War. Could that happen here? I think it not only could happen, I fear it's going to happen. Well, John was speaking out during the New Hampshire primaries against what was happening, and there were a lot of people who did support your position, weren't there, John?
Absolutely, and actually, Dr. Monteith, prior to that, I go back to the anti-Vietnam War movement, and I was an anti-Vietnam War activist and organizer from early 1970 until the end of the war. And so I know very well the course of what happened in the Vietnam War and why we lost it. And I see great parallels between Vietnam and what is happening in Iraq now. And because of that personal history, I was involved in the anti-Iraq invasion movement and was one of the leaders who set up the February 15th, 2003 protest in Miami as part of the global protest that drew about 12 million people that day. And the reason I bring that up is that everything that we in the anti-war movement predicted would happen in Iraq has happened, and not even we predicted things like the beheadings and car bombings and all of the things that are going on. But I want to touch on...
Hold that thought. We're going to have to just take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. Well, the This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is John Buchanan, who had actually run for the Republican primary for the presidency in January of this year in New Hampshire. And, of course, George Bush was there. George Bush swept the field. But what was so interesting was that, of course, John Buchanan got more votes than people like Dick Gephardt. In fact, he came in second because he was espousing the views of many people who are concerned about the fact that the Republicans are spending more than any other group, any other administration in all time. We have the biggest deficits. We have the biggest trade deficit. In fact, it was under the Republican administration that we voted to codify into law Roe versus Wade. In other words, to legalize abortion forever. And now, probably you don't know that, but that's because the average individual has never read the legislation. The partial birth abortion bill, which passed here a few months ago, of course, we knew it was going to be overturned by the Supreme Court or by the courts. But what the average American didn't understand, this had nothing to do with partial birth abortion. It had to do with codifying into law Roe versus Wade. And if you get the legislation and you read it, you'll find that's what it really was all about. Now, the president, of course, signed it. And Roe versus Wade now is the law of the land, not because the Supreme Court made it, but because the Republican Congress and the Republican-dominated Senate put that in. I dare say that the average Republican legislator never bothered to read the bill or realize the implications, and we've been had once again. Well, anyway, John Buchanan ran in New Hampshire, came in second, and you tied with somebody else for second place?
Yeah, former Mayor Richard Bosa of Berlin, New Hampshire, who's a lifelong public servant. He served a term as mayor without compensation or even expense reimbursement because his hometown of Berlin, New Hampshire, had fallen on hard times and lost its paper mills and so on and so forth. But he's a wonderful, heroic, patriotic American, and we got to know each other very well, and from my direct knowledge of his campaign, frankly, he was more qualified to be president in terms of telling the truth and looking at things from the point of view of the average American than Bush or Curry as well. But if I could, Dr. Monteith, I'd like to go back for 1 second to what we were talking about before the break.
All right, fine. Well, just we've got about 20 seconds, and then, of course, all of our stations will be back on, and we'll sort of develop some of these ideas that you were developing before the break. But John has an amazing story of how he's been arrested on two separate occasions since the election. Well, our guest is John Buchanan, and of course, as those who listen to the first hour of this program know, John was arrested on two occasions, obviously harassment. Why? Because he dared to run in the primary against George Bush, because he actually dared to suggest that the policies of the current administration were incorrect. Now, whether you agree with the administration or not is not important. But when, of course, they used the power of government to come after people, and, of course, John was arrested by the Secret Service within a couple of days after the election, and then subsequently arrested by the Miami Police Force with a charge of stalking somebody, but they could never come up with the people, and they kept him in jail, and they threatened simply to put him into jail, and they provided a public defender who refused to defend him. And had it not been for somebody who was provided to him from friends, and actually was somebody from the National Lawyers Guild, which many of us look upon as being pro-communist. Well, whatever this woman's proclivity is, she got him off, got the charges thrown out, and 20 minutes after she walked into the court, why, he was a free man. But you see, this is part of the harassment of people who dare take a stand today. And there are a lot of Americans, and I know them, who say, well, we support you, but we just don't want anybody to know about it. And, of course, we're going to support you, but don't put our name on your list because we're afraid. When people become afraid of the government, why, there will be tyranny. When government is afraid of the people, there's liberty. But there's growing fear in this country as we see more and more laws passed in the name of course, fighting those wicked terrorists that are aimed at restricting the freedom of the American people. Go ahead and pick up your story there, John.
Okay, well, I'd like to go back to one very, very important point that you brought up, Dr. Monteith, just before the first break, and that is the religious fanaticism of the religious right. And in my book, I report on a group that you and your listeners may not be aware of. They're an extreme right-wing Christian faction who have come to be known as the Dominionists. And they profess to believe, and I, as the grandson of a Methodist minister, I have a very hard time believing myself that they really believe this, but they profess to believe that the Jews have broken their covenant with God, and that therefore they, the Dominionist Christians, are the new chosen, and they profess to believe, as has been reported by 60 Minutes about a year and a half or 2 years ago, that, and rerun once, that in order for the book of Revelation to come true and Jesus to return, they have to provoke a holy war in the Middle East, and that the Jews and Muslims who do not accept Jesus as their Savior must be exterminated, and then Jesus will come back. They actually have a man in the White House, as I report in my book. His name is Timothy Geoghegan, G-O-E-G-L-E-I-N. The New York Times did a front-page profile of him in June and referred to him as Karl Rove's right-hand man and link to the Christian conservative community. And I have sources who were in meetings in the White House where Timothy Geoghegan, on behalf of the Dominionists, holds biblical interpretation meetings in the White House that go directly to policy initiatives of the Bush administration that are causing holy war in the Middle East, literally, and not only...
But John, that does not represent, that is a small fraction, maybe less than a percent of the Christian conservatives.
Oh, that's the point.
They're such a small fraction, and of course, you talk about loony bins, people who want to provoke a holy war over there. I acknowledge that there may well be some people who hold these views, but they are really far out, I will tell you.
Oh, no question about it, but that's the very point. They have hijacked the so-called religious right from sincere, thoughtful Christians who love this country very much, love Jesus very much, are scripturally sound, and all of that. And because of the unholy alliance of very fundamental, far out there Christian doctrine combined with the seat of power in the White House, they have precisely that, an undue degree of influence given their tiny numbers. But they are also allied with the right-wing militarists from the Project for the New American Century, also known as PNAC, and the real scary conflagration of forces is the fanatical right-wing apocalyptic Christians and the militarists from the Pentagon and the White House, and together they are causing this foreign policy disaster that we see being acted out in Iraq and Afghanistan and at Guantanamo Bay.
All right, would you talk a little bit about the Project for the New American Century? You brought this subject up. Who is the Project for the New American Century? What is their influence? Because, you know, I've talked to so many well-informed Christians and conservatives and even liberals, and so many of them have never heard of the Project for the New American Century. Yet today it is by far the most powerful and influential organization, not only in America, but in the White House today. What is the Project for the New American Century?
The very short answer to that is that they are a far right-wing neocon militarist think tank.
Now, why do you call them right-wing? Because actually, of course, they came out of the Trotskyites, which were on the left-wing, or maybe these terms really don't have any meaning.
Yeah, I think that's largely it, actually, because I think that the distinction in the lexicon of terminology like that has been so blurred now. I would retract the right wing and say militarist.
All right, fine. And I would agree with you. I think these terms right, left, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, they do nothing but confuse the issue. Do you believe in liberty? Do you believe in limited government? Do you believe in, individual freedom under God? Or do you believe that we should have a powerful military, that we we should have an American empire, that we should conquer the whole world and maybe in the process, of course, precipitate that holy war you're talking about.
Indeed. So to answer your question, Project for the New American Century is chaired by William Kristol, the so-called conservative writer for the Weekly Standard, owned by Rupert Murdoch. And
he's actually the editor,
correct. Right. And PNAC issued a very interesting document on September 1st, 2000, before George Bush was even elected or selected, depending on one's point of view. And it was called Rebuilding America's Defenses. And what this report says is that in the 21st century, with oil and gas interests in play around the world and diminishing gas and oil reserves, that from a strategic point of view, the U.S. must be willing to project American power and be able to fight simultaneous wars at one time. And so what the Project for New American Century said in that September 1st report was that since the American public would not have the will to fight huge simultaneous wars, there would have to be a galvanizing incident, a massive attack on the United States on the order of a new Pearl Harbor.
I think the term they used was a catastrophic and catalyzing event like another Pearl Harbor.
That's exactly it.
Go ahead.
And so, among many other things, in addition to that, they call for the arming of space. They call for the sinister development of weapons like a microwave so-called genetic bomb that can be programmed by genetic marker to liquefy the internal organs of a given characteristic of human being.
They're calling for genetic weapons to remove certain races from this society.
Correct. I had worked on that story for a few months, and I have it on fairly good authority that they have tested the weapon. And in theory, if they wanted to program it to kill Jews, and you were a non-Jew, and you and a Jewish person were walking down the street, and this microwave bomb went off, it would liquefy the internal organs of the Jew, but you would keep walking. And I called the Simon Wiesenthal Center a year ago, last November. I called both the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles, and I spoke to the vice president of communications there, and she told me that they were aware of the genetic bomb, but that they had chosen to keep a low profile.
Well, now, of course, is this my understanding is that they were working on biological weapons rather than some sort of a bomb, but it would be a biological agent that would target certain specific groups. We already have this. In fact, we see this in AIDS today. This is type-specific for blacks, and 60% of the new AIDS cases in the United States here are in blacks. It's, of course, almost all in blacks in Africa, and this for a very specific reason. This is a genetically specific disease. They have the technology. But what was so interesting in the Project for the New American Century before it is they talked almost in glowing terms of the ability to create new weapons that would target certain specific groups. What sort of human beings are these?
I agree 100%, and I'll tell you what's most interesting about PNAC is that the signatories to this September 1st, 2000 document were the Bush administration in waiting. Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, Donald Rumsfeld, and a cast of lesser known individuals who are now in the Pentagon and the State Department and elsewhere, and then last but not least, Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, the president's brother. And I would also go back to the very title, since we have pulverized every enemy that we have been up against, the classic example being Iraq in the first Gulf War. Who ever thought that America's defenses needed to be rebuilt at all, and what country on earth would be insane enough to provoke a war with us given the weaponry we already have? And the reason why I bring that up is that PNAC, masquerading as a think tank and a policy initiative, is really nothing than a mouthpiece for the war profiteers to convince the government that more weapons need to be built because their market collapsed with the end of the Cold War. And America needed a new enemy.
John, I'm going to have to get you to read some of my material, some of my newsletters, and maybe even my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because, of course, wet streets don't cause rain, and the prophets of the profiteers aren't necessarily the reason for the wars, but we'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, John Buchanan, and talk more about this, and if you want to get that report, we have it.
Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large, until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is John Buchanan. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or out across America at 464-8295. John was talking about, of course, the PNAC, a publication called Rebuilding America's Defenses, and really is very important for people to read it. It's put out by the Project for the New American Century. You can find who is in this organization by going to their website at newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org. And you'll find their statement of principles in 1997. You'll find out who is in the organization. And, of course, as John has pointed out, it was people like Donald Rumsfeld, there were only 25 of them, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, Elliot Abrams, a man named Liddy, another number of people in the Bush administration. Hey, there were only 25 of them. How could they be in such key positions? But then we find people within the Christian community, the leaders of the Christian community, who may not even understand how they're being used, but people like Gary Bauer and Frank Gaffney and William Bennett, and then, of course, we find Mr. Potter Oates and his wife, and, of course, a number of other people who I believe are using this organization because they have a different agenda. Well, let's go to Fred. Fred, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment. I was going to tell your guest that I've seen on the news this morning that they had just introduced RF frequency weapons into Iraq, and they're using them there right now.
So now, what is an RF frequency weapon?
A microwave.
Microwave weapons. How do they use those?
I'm really not sure. All they said was that they had introduced these weapons and they were testing them in
So Iraq. They were sort of experimenting on the Iraqi people. What do you know about these microwave weapons, John?
I very much appreciate that question because that's not a particular issue I would have thought of to talk about. But 2 weeks ago in New York, I met a fairly prominent physicist, a woman, who I will not name for obvious reasons, and she has spent the last 6 years working on becoming an expert on these very weapons. And I thought that I knew, and I brought up, you know, the genetic bomb that we were talking about earlier, and this woman gave me a brief education, including the RF weapons that might or might not be the ones that are introduced in Iraq this morning, and I did not see that report. But they are experimenting with technologies, Fred, that you and I cannot imagine in our worst dreams, and what they do to the human body and to the human mind and to the human psyche. And I am very distressed to find out that some of those weapons are being tested in Iraq, because I'm sure that you and all of Dr. Monteith's well-informed listeners know the horrible toll that has been extracted on Iraq and the Iraqi people and U.S. veterans from the first Gulf War by depleted uranium weapons, for example.
Another thing I want to tell you is that about 2 weeks ago, they had introduced acoustic weapons into Iraq. And
correct.
I don't know if you know that or not.
You know, that I had heard about. Not only that, but they Alex Jones, Dr. Monteith's colleague here on the Genesis Network, who I was on with a few weeks ago for the first time, was reporting yesterday on that, and there are plans to use those weapons against domestic insurgents in the United States in the event of any kind of political uprisings around the election, including the so-called sonic cannon, which has an effect on people that I think most of these listeners would find quite horrifying as well, to be used on American soil against American citizens.
I'm very disturbed. You know, we went over there to liberate the Iraqi people. We went over there to get rid of Saddam Hussein, who was a bad guy. Well, now that we've liberated them, why won't we allow them to have their elections and elect their people and form their own government over there? Why are we experimenting using military weapons to kill and destroy lives over there? I just don't understand. I thought that we were there to liberate, not to experiment with new weapons on these people.
Well, that I can answer with absolute certainty, Dr. Monteith. And I, if Fred is still there, I would be very curious to hear Fred's answer to this. But there are only two views that you can take, I think, of Iraq and Afghanistan at this point. One view is that they are utterly incompetent, and the opposite of what they intended to have happen has in fact happened, and there is no obvious solution to anyone at this point other than just cutting and getting out, which I happen to support. And the other extreme is to believe that there's another agenda here. So invoking PNAC again and the war profiteers in Washington, I'll give you my logical answer to what's going on. and that is that the Bush family has backed every side in every major conflict of the last 100 years, going back to his great maternal great-grandfather, George Herbert Walker, for whom his father is named, who backed Adolf Hitler, and his grandfather, Prescott Bush, who did, and Prescott Bush's father, Samuel Bush, who partnered with Remington Arms in World War One. And these people thrive off of chaos and misery.
Well, we're going to have to go to a break here.
Could I hang on, Dr. Stewart? Yeah.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the way down off the eastern coast of America? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. Well, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book in the world that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Now, the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stam. Of course, I want to mention that there is going to be a program. It's the Institute of the Constitution. It's going to be held in Salinas every Saturday morning for the next 5 weeks. And you really need to go to this. You need to learn about our Constitution so that you can speak intelligently and you can defend your position and explain to people we are not a democracy. Doesn't matter what Al Gore says. Doesn't matter what George Bush says. Doesn't matter what you were taught in school. They lied to you. You need to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, because democracies, as Professor Andrew Tyler said back in 1789, democracies always result in dictatorships. So call 877-448-5798. That's 877-448-5798. And learn about the Institute and, of course, sign up. Go there and help. Once you learn what's going on, then you can help us educate other people. So remember, of course, that telephone number. It's 877-448-5798. I believe America's worthwhile fighting for. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, right now we have hanging on the line Fred from Salinas. Did you have anything else to say, Fred?
So you guessed it. Right out here in Monterey Bay, we have we have the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute that has probably some of the finest scientists in acoustic research that there is in the world. And they've been working for years on acoustic weapons and long-range acoustic active sonar systems. And so I'm pretty well versed on a lot of that business.
Okay, well, fine. Thanks so much, Fred. Let's go to Ben calling from Salinas. Ben, do you have a question for our listener, our guest today?
Well, I'm very surprised at some of the things he's saying, but, you know, I feel it is the duty of every good American to vote, get off your butts and vote. We got to stop the madness in Washington, D.C., and the elephant in the room nobody's talking about as a priority, the Social Security funds, must those IOUs must be replaced as a priority, and that fund go to the benefit of those, anybody put money in there for 90 years up to now.
We owe $72 trillion. There's no way it can ever be solved. That's the problem, and they're not telling you that.
And then also the Medicare, that money has got to be, instead of just benefiting the HMOs and pharmaceuticals, and you can't sue when you're killed, and all this stuff.
Ben, do you have a question? I just want to say
it's the duty of everybody to vote this administration, and I would like to commend your guest for his guts. I'm surprised at his integrity. And Dr. Stan, you rule, and to the other gentleman, thank God for good Americans. Get off your butts, people. We got to vote. Save America from the Fourth Reich.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
If I could comment on that.
Sure, go right ahead.
Ben, first of all, I absolutely commend you for that comment, because that brings me back to my book, Fixing America. And that is the core of my book, which I mentioned earlier. If we the people own this country, then time is running out for us to be able to reassert our ownership so that our interests are protected against the corporate interests and the militarist interest and the interest of the two major political parties. And you probably know this, Ben, and I'm sure Dr. Stan does, but it's a fact that 100 million people voted in the 2000 election and 100 million did not vote. Of the 100 million who did not vote, 50 million were registered and didn't vote, and another 50 million didn't even bother to register. And I agree that absolutely, positively, every American who gives a darn about this country should vote for somebody this November 2nd, because if voter apathy and the misinformed and uninformed public that we presently have continues for another 4 years, I agree with Dr. Monteith. I shudder to think what my country will have become. So I commend you for that comment, and I would ask Ben and Fred and all of your listeners, Dr. Monteith, to visit my new website, www.fixingamerica.org. Fixingamerica.org. You can buy my book, read my platform for what I think needs to be done for the country, and get involved in my national tour to meet citizens around the country to try to get regular people involved in this election in one way or another, whether it's getting the truth out about Bush and Kerry, or registering voters, or educating their communities on issues that they care about, like these sinister weapons or Project for the New American Century. But I believe sincerely that everything this country has ever stood for is in peril, and if we the people don't stand up now, there won't be much to stand up for not long from now.
I think the old saying is that if you don't stand up now and say no, you may very well be on your knees saying yes.
Indeed, and you made the analogy earlier in the program of Nazi Germany, and I think that any casual student or reader of what happened in Nazi Germany would come to understand very quickly that we are in a similar boat, in that evil has overtaken the government of our country. Very evil things are being done in our name, because many Americans feel that unless the problem is in their front yard, so to speak, it's someone else's problem, and it's about to become every freedom-loving American's problem, regardless of political label, like you said.
Well, I think that we have to remember that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to speak out against or oppose. Well, right now we've got Roger calling in. Hi, Roger. Have a question?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, gents. A quick aside here is that I think the microwave weapons alludes to those 90 megahertz skin-deep pain inducers.
Okay, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Yeah, no permanent damage, mind you. So they say. I think it's really pathetic, and I've been sat glued for the last hour and a half to your show. It's really pathetic that one almost wishes that Kerry wins the election so that these nominal Christian conservative radio shows, show hosts, can go back to equal opportunity truth-seeking. Are you listening, Janet Parshall?
All right, fine. Anything else?
Even on the local Philadelphia station here, they have a new talk lineup of so-called the Christian conservative friendly talk show hosts, it's like four out of the six of them, I think, at least, like including Michael Medved, are Jewish guys, which is fine, except that since when do we filter Christian view of politics through Jewish interpretations? And they got that awful Michael Savage, and this is on a supposedly Christian radio station.
Well, thanks very much, and let's go on to Nathan there. Hi, Nathan, how you doing?
You're going to get a Jewish view of the world through a Jewish mouth here, and definitely no swearing like on Michael Savage or anything like that. Strict theo, I don't know what you'd call me, paleo-Zionist or paleo-theocratic. But,
okay, go ahead.
As far as this phenomenon of the Bush family having ties with foreign powers, the very foreign powers that turn against us, your guest is absolutely right. I may not agree with him on everything, but he's definitely put his finger on something there. And I would like to ask him, does he believe that this, he calls it neocon, I call it skull and bones or agenda, does he believe that it's primarily a financial agenda, or does he believe, as I do, that there's a tremendous occult or ideological underpinning of it, and that part of it may have to do with the agenda of turning the nations against Israel, i.e. the Middle East, and support for these various regimes there.
All right. Did you get the question there?
Yes, I did. And the answer to that, first of all, as you may know, is that Skull and Bones is a direct descendant of the Thule Society, spelled T-H-U-L-E, that Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels and Hermann Göring and the upper echelon of the Nazi Party were devotees of, which was a very evil, basically Satan-worshipping secret society. And I have spoken to people who have inside knowledge of some of the rituals of Skull and Bones, which you also probably know, certainly do not make me want to drop to my knees and read my Bible, if you understand that analogy, number one.
Well, maybe knowing what you do, you want to spend more time reading your Bible.
Absolutely, that's true. That's the opposite of what I meant. Absolutely, no, that's true. And to your point about Israel, I think that the dynamic in the Middle East has been perverted to the point where everyone in the Middle East, whether Muslim, Arab, or Jew, should be, or secular Jew in Israel, which, as you know, is the majority of the population, should be extremely concerned about what is transpiring in the Middle East. And then to address your last point, I think there's a deadly combination of two things involved. Number one, by far, is sheer financial greed and the fact that they are war profiteers and international troublemakers in the name of corporatism and nothing other than that. But there's a very dangerous component to it, which historically they have used in their own defense, which is their amorality, that they didn't side with Hitler, they only invested with Hitler in order to stop communism or the threat of communism in Europe, etc. So you have this powerful combination of incredible financial greed combined with absolute amorality, which is precisely what I believe both the Old Testament and New Testament speak of when they talk about the kind of forces that will bring about the end of the world.
Okay, thank you so much, Nathan. Let's go to Bert, who's calling in from Ohio. Hi, Bert.
Hi, Dr. Stan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Do you have a question?
Just a quick question, but comment first. There was a radio station, AM radio station here, that did a mock poll for presidency, and what I thought was really neat was that Bush got 11, Kerry got 4, but then the Constitution Party got 7. And this is here outside of Cincinnati in Ohio.
All right, fine. Well, you just say trying to get people educated for us and get them listening to our programs. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Where does your guest weigh in with the Constitution Party, and how does he, feel about it and the direction it's going?
All right, fine. The question is then, how do you feel about the Constitution Party? And I assume that's Michael Perutka's candidacy you're talking
correct.
About.
Correct, and I had the pleasure of debating Mr. Perutka along with Ralph Nader and several other candidates on May 10th in a telephone conference where Ralph Nader ended up getting the endorsement but not the actual nomination of the Reform Party. And I was unfamiliar with Mr. Perutka until that two-hour debate. And I was very impressed with him, and I believe that he, as a candidate, shared the same ethic that I have and that Mayor Bosa has in New Hampshire and that a number of other, you know, very obscure presidential candidates have in recent years, which is they are standing up for what this country really represents. They are standing up for the Constitution quite literally, and they are standing up for the interest of the average American who no one in the major parties addresses anymore. I mean, it goes far beyond presidential politics. When you look these days at major congressional and Senate races, even people running for Congress, whether re-election or their first election to Congress, they simply don't discuss the issues anymore that average Americans care about and worry about every day. And the reason for that is quite obvious and quite simple, which is you cannot run for a congressional seat successfully in Podunk, Iowa, unless you have already sold your soul to the corporate interest and the corporate lobbyists who run this country and control the political process.
All right, fine. Thanks very much. And let's go to Kurt, who's calling here from, from Santa Cruz. Hi, Kurt. How are you doing?
Fine. I was trying to do some research this week to find some solid documentation on something your guest just said. Do you have solid documentation of the connection between Skull and Bones and the Thule Society?
All right. How would we document the relationship?
But 60 Minutes did that much better than I could last October. It was Sunday, October. That was actually a rerun, and it had aired in the prior season, but they reran it last October 12th, and the 60 Minutes program talked about things like drinking blood and so on and so forth. But it's a fairly well documented matter. If your guest goes online to Google and Google Skull and Bones Nazism, Skull and Bones Thule Society, or any combinations like that, an awful lot of good documentation can be tracked down on the internet or in any big city public library.
I will tell you, Kurt, that if you read Alexandra Robbins' excellent book, which we carry, called The Secrets of the Tomb, she will tell you that they have all sorts of Nazi memorabilia there, and of course they have the skulls and all of that sort of thing, and apparently they do drink out of the skulls, you know, just that sort of a fun sort of thing to do. But the people who've been in the tomb will have attested to the fact that there is a great deal of Nazi memorabilia there. Anything else, Kurt?
Well, there's a great deal of similarity. There's a great deal of circumstantial evidence. I'm asking about hard, absolutely inviolate documentation. Is there hard documentation?
I refer you back again. I can't remember the woman's name, but the reason for the October 12th rerun last year on 60 Minutes, and you can find it, I assume, by calling CBS. But a woman, a researcher, had a very explosive book on about Skull and Bones.
That was Alexandra Robbins. Have you read her book, Kurt?
Yes, but from the many, many times I've heard you talk about her, I've heard lots of circumstantial evidence, lots of innuendo, and lots, you know, there's lots of similarity. But I'm an historian, I'm looking for hard documentation.
Well, I would suggest if you read the book, that one of the things that really impressed me most, and I think if you've heard my interviews with Alexandra, at one point she talks about a woman that she's documented who actually saw one of their ceremonies. And here it was a Skull and Bones wedding. They were actually wearing their black hoods. They were chanting in strange dialects. And when this woman, of course, began laughing at what she's seeing, she's hiding in the loft of a barn, they threatened her life. Now, all I can do is tell you what's in the book, and you can read it, you can accept it or not. Hey, but anything else you want to say?
Well, you know, we have some interesting circumstances. And Hitler, as a corporal, was an agent of the Bavarian army, and he was sent to investigate the political arm of the Thule Society. But I have never found the actual connection of Hitler. You know, was he in the Thule Society before? He did read Madame Blavatsky.
Oh, if you'd like to come up to my library, we have a number of books tying him definitely in, and the man who was his mentor, Haushofer, was definitely part of the Thule Society.
Right.
And if you, they actually, when he was, the people were dying, the man who had, behind this whole thing when he was dying, said, Hitler now will carry out my programs. Come, you can get to me personally, we'll be glad to provide it. Thanks so much.
If I could add one quick point to what you said, Dr. Stan, and I think the larger point for your caller and for your listeners is this, or at least I believe this to be true. But in a free country, a constitutional republic, as is the United States, I think it is completely inappropriate for, and quite chilling, for both candidates for president of the United States, the incumbent and his challenger, to be members of secret societies where they have both said on the public record during the campaign this year they will not talk about Skull and Bones. And I think that alone should cause an outcry from the American people that this is unacceptable, period.
Well, of course, the reason they won't talk about it is they say we can't talk about it because it's too secret. Now, where is their real allegiance? Is their allegiance to our Constitution, to our Christian Constitution, or to a secret occult organization?
That's exactly what I mean. Thank you for putting it so bluntly.
Anyway, John, it's been fascinating to have you. Will you come on to some of our other programs? As you know, we actually have four different audiences. I would love to have you on one of the others. And as soon as your book is available, that's, of course, Fixing... Fixing America.
The subtitle is Fixing America, Breaking the Stranglehold of Corporate Rule, Big Media, and the Religious Right. It's going to be published October 6th, and you can buy the book at my website, fixingamerica.org, and I hope your listeners will check out my website, and I would love to come back on with you, Dr. Stan. I am a great admirer of your ability to tell the simple and straight truth as well.
God bless. Thanks
God
so very
bless you,
much.
Brother. Thanks.
If there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, young people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to remind all of our listeners about the program we're going to be having. It's going to be on the 6th of November, an all-day program. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we're bringing in outside speakers. I think a great time will be had. We're going to have, of course, our traditional lunch, and it'll go from 8:45 in the morning until 9 o'clock in the evening. So please bring your friends. Get them to come, even if they're skeptics. I think that they may learn something. They may get some insight into what's really going on in America today. So remember, that's November 6th. It's a Saturday, all-day-long seminar, the annual Radio Liberty Seminar. Of course, if we had a real good response, we might even put these on twice a year. They're a lot of work, but it's an exciting time as well. So we're looking forward to seeing you there. And, of course, please come and bring your friends and family. Then, of course, we want to mention some of the other things. We've been talking about Skull and Bones. So let's talk about the four tape set we have on Skull and Bones. And we actually have interviews with a woman whose father and grandfather came from Skull and Bones. We have my interviews with Alexandra Robbins. We have an interview with Kurt Mulligan, who wrote the book, A Flushing Out of Skull and Bones. And, of course, the four tape set is available, the book Fleshing of Skull and Bones. We actually have the secret records of Skull and Bones, which we got from the woman whose father and grandfather were there. These are simply the names of all the people and their backgrounds going back to 1833, when the first class, first group of this secret organization, this secret occult organization, graduated from Yale University. Of course, we carry Alexandra Robbins' book, the Secrets of the Tomb and Professor Sutton's book, The American Establishment, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Isn't it interesting that both of our presidential candidates belong? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day. If you'd like to get a free copy of our latest newsletter, now, our August newsletter tells you what Warren Buffett and Alan Greenspan really believe about our economy. Our September newsletter continues on and goes into what the plan is, what these people intend to do, and of course, I think you'll find it fascinating. I just finished the September newsletter today, so it'll be off the press probably in, 10 days. So if you want to get a copy, you have to specify you want the August newsletter, which tells you what Warren Buffett thinks. And I'll tell you, he's a lot smarter than I am. I mean, he started out with $100 invested in a family corporation in 1956. His stock in Berkshire Hathaway today is worth over $40 billion. So you want to know what he's thinking, and remember, he knows what's going to happen. He's got an inside track. He's a personal friend of Lord Rothschild's. In fact, he actually was the man who took Lord Rothschild, took Arnold Schwarzenegger over to meet Lord Rothschild before they would allow Arnold Schwarzenegger to run for political office. I guess he must have passed muster, because then they began to push him for the governor of the state of California, and maybe even for president of the United States at some future time. So anyway, you have to understand there really is a secret group that rules the world. That's our September newsletter. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then go up on our website at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day, either on that network of Radio Liberty or on this network we're on right now, GCNLive.com or AmericanNewsNet.com. We hope that you'll pull down our newsletters and read them and begin to understand the background of what's really going on in the world today. And then, of course, you can see all the various items we have. We do carry the big Berkey items, and if you purchase them through us, well, you'll get a free video or 4-tape set we produced. And then, of course, we have the Sanjian radios, and we carry the Robinson homeschool curriculum and other items which we think are worthwhile, and we hope that you will as well. And, of course, if you'd like to get this is Sanjian electronic products, with Christmas coming up, this is a good time to go to our website and look at that segment of our website. Your job is, of course, to tell other people about our programs. Your job is to see if your local radio station will pull down our programs and talk to them if they'll take it down. Actually, our evening program as of today is now on 3 separate satellites, so almost every station in the country could pull down one of those satellites, and if they have a problem, we can help them get the equipment to pull it down. Our job is to reach the American people and let them understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, because the forces behind what's going on are spiritual. I disagree with our guest. I mean, John is a great man, but I do not believe that the primary motivation is money, although certainly many people are making money off of wars. Their motivation, of course, is spiritual, which energizes these people. And just as wet streets do not cause rain, so necessarily war profits don't cause wars, although they are a benefit of wars. But there is a force, a sinister spiritual force, behind everything going on today that is moving the world towards a new world government, a new world economy, a new world currency, and, of course, a new world religion. And you can read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or begin to get some grasp of what this is about. Get some of the various things we have. I think the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 4 or 10 hour version. That's the sold their souls for rock and roll, the 4 or 10 hour version. Understand there really are satanic forces. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.